hear about, but nobody knows. It ain't no use. All women are bad. All women are bad. All women are bad. That's what I said. All women are bad. Oh, they got goofy wiggly tails. They got horns on their head. All women are bad. All women are bad. Save me the label of that perfume on the table.
All women are bad by the Cramps. All women may be bad. But Poison Ivy's a damn good guitarist. Right, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is Ink Studs, the radio show where we talk about comics. Thank you, Marielle, for the wonderful introduction to us.
What?
Thanks.
Yeah.
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 Goodbye.
She hates us.
I just hate... Not you guys.
Yay! Yay! Ink Studs, today we are joined by a very special guest. His name is Corey McDaniel. Now, all three of you regular listeners will remember Corey from his appearance with us exactly a year ago when he had just moved to Canada from Alabama. And today...
He was such a young and impressionable lad at the time, wasn't he?
I know. We sure screwed him up for good.
I was bushy-eyed.
Bushy-eyeballs.
And bright-tailed.
Well, today's a year of being in Canada, so I thought, you know, I could do something which is like, you know, what have been the best comics this year? And we probably will do that. But I want to know what's happened with Corey in the year since he's been back.
I think everyone wants to know.
Well, everyone wants
People
to know.
People have been asking me on the street, what's been going on with Corey in the last year?
I would like to know myself.
Random people have been asking.
So, Corey, why the hell haven't you done any comics?
I've been busy making cartoons.
Some excuse.
Which is light comics, but they're it's the same amount of drawing, but they just move and...
Maybe more, even.
There's squash and stretch.
A lot more drawing.
Yeah, actually.
Now, just if people want to ask Corey any questions about his immigrant experience into Canada, the phone number here is 604-822-2487. Also, or, you know, UBCCITR 64 in front of that. And we're going to talk to Corey about his experience in Canada. I'm sure he's experienced a lot of things. When we had him on the show last year, he'd gone for his first bus ride.
Yeah.
Yep.
First curry.
Uh-huh.
And,
It was yellow curry, I think, wasn't it?
The yellow chicken or yellow beef?
It was hot, spicy yellow. I don't know what to call that.
Did it come out yellow?
Hot, spicy yellow. It could have just been flavored pea.
That's some spicy pea.
I wouldn't know. You could just be like, well, this is a Canadian delicacy.
Yeah, we call it
beaver pea. Listener discretion is advised, of course. I am joined by my good friend Robin Bougie, the author of Cinema Sewer.
Honk.
Narf. 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 Bougie is a good friend of mine. We went on a long journey this fall, and we managed to hang out for a week in close proximity and didn't kill each other.
It was a trip where we found ourselves. We found our maleness. We found our souls.
Yeah, we happened to stay in the meatpacking district of New York.
It was a journey of discovery.
I really don't want to know what you discovered in the special room at Show World.
Well, it didn't stay there, did it?
What happens in New York stays in New York? No, not anymore.
No, we brought it home like a virus.
In fact, we did get mighty sick, thanks to some Canadians bringing back some flu. We met up with some people at the Small Press Expo in Brian Fukushima. I'm still blaming you.
If I see that guy again, I'm going to plant my boot in his ass.
Watch out, Brian.
And grow a boot garden. Okay, let's talk about comics. So, Corey, welcome to Canada. 1 year later, how was your first snowfall?
Oh, the snow. It was fun. Yeah, yeah.
You came to Canada, to Vancouver during the year where we suffered the Mad Max syndrome. We had snow. We had turbidity. It's been a horrible year to live in Vancouver.
I just recently learned what turbidity even means.
Join the rest of the city.
Yeah, okay. I just knew that high levels of it is not good. And, yeah.
And you live in the West End, and I heard it was pretty much poo water down there.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But it was still, I don't know, it's like if you poured a glass of it, it would still look clear, but deceptively it's not. Like, you have to pour it in a lot, like a big container, and to see how turbid it is.
Now, my question is, how does it compare with Alabama water?
There's sea monkeys in that stuff.
Floating around. Well, Alabama water will get you drunk a little quicker.
There's liquor in this water. Fire water.
And it's not blessed by a priest, so I guess it's a little...
It's not kosher.
Yeah.
Do priests bless all the water in Alabama?
No, funny though, like some churches will, instead of blessing a water, a bit of water, or whatever, a puddle. I don't know what they put it in, whatever they put it in. they'll bless like a faucet that the water comes out of.
Oh, that's just lazy.
I wish I could get my faucet blessed. High five.
Oh,
high five.
Yeah. High oh, five. Oh, it's a very good joke. I like it.
Not. Okay, sorry. I'm not going to do the Borat jokes. As the rest of you, I really enjoyed the movie. I feel blessed. Mr. Bruce and I actually got to go see a preview screening back in November.
We laughed October? So hard that we couldn't catch our breath.
Right. I think it was October, because it was before we went to New York, wasn't it?
It was a while back, yeah. We saw it months before it came out of the theater.
Yeah, it was like, all right. Oh, well, do you want to go tonight? Yeah, let's go tonight. I mean, it must be coming out soon. Nope.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, we had the free pass, which came in this like weird red certificate thing, and said attendance of those who only have 7 pubis or more. We still can't figure out what he means by pubis.
7 harvest.
Seven harvest pubis.
Harvest pube, yeah.
I think it's like a satchel of pubis, right? Wouldn't it?
I like the word satchel and pubis being put together. finally, they're together.
The two words you wanted to hear together.
Right now.
First time.
If we could figure out a way to put pudding with those two words, I think that might make the perfect sentence in the English language.
This summer, it's pudding, pubis, satchel.
The satchel of pudding finally has pubis.
You thought you were safe. Sorry, I just wanted to do my movie guy voice.
I love the movie guy voice. I love how he always starts out with, like, in a land,
yeah.
In a time.
In a land before time.
In Sorry. Some pubes.
In a satchel of pubes.
Sorry, I just like the word satchel.
Now, you also played hockey for the first time.
I did for
I
a
missed
while.
That game. Yeah. I also play hockey. Me and some friends play floor hockey.
Yeah.
And I heard you scored some goals, and I'll have you know, I never score goals.
Really?
Yes.
Dude has never played hockey. You know what? Is this true? You told me you never even play sports. Like, not even like with the
what do they do in Alabama?
Dude, he picked up a hockey stick. Like, picked up a hockey stick. He didn't even know how to hold it when he picked it up the first time. He had his hand all holding the wrong.
I was like, hey guys,
I want to score a goal. We send him out on the floor with like guys that play hockey every week. Scored a goal. We couldn't even believe it. Two goals.
Two, Rob.
Okay, and why don't you come back?
I don't know what happened really. Like, I got school is obviously busy, right? And then. I didn't want to admit to anybody,
no excuses.
But I like really hurt my wrist.
Did you?
And then I got super paranoid. I was like, "What if I come all the way to Canada to study animation and I mess up my wrist? Right?
You'd have to go home in shame."
Yeah, with my tail.
And then you're like, "Oh, I heard it playing hockey. I'm like, what's hockey?"
Yeah, hockey.
Well,
you play it with sticks. Yeah. It's not baseball.
Yeah. Football?
If you ever want to give up that whole animation thing, we'll have you back in hockey.
All right. No, I want to play again. I got out of the loop.
Well, we'll be playing January 7th. Anyone interested in playing hockey, you can contact me through the Inkstuds Live Journal, inkstuds.livejournal.com. And it's a fun game full of animators,
comic book artists,
and some notable Vancouver musicians.
Yes, that's true.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to name drop?
No.
You have to come out and play, find out who it is.
Yeah. He'll probably hate his music. I do. Please don't hurt me, Chris. Oh, I said the first name.
Oh, people are going to figure it out.
No, they won't.
No, they won't.
There are probably like three people listening that know who the person is. Well, I guess that would be three of the five listeners. I'm just kidding. I love you all. Now, let's talk about some comic stuff. You've been exposed to some new comics now that you've had more access to comic stores this year. Right. What are some stuff you've read this year that you've really enjoyed?
Well, to be honest, every time I go to RX, usually Robin is there, and I just tell him to, Robin, what's good? And it's the Robin's pick of the week type thing.
Let's differentiate it. It's Robin Bougie that's doing this,
Bougie,
not me.
Right.
So yeah. The comics aren't that good.
Yeah. Oh, they're good.
They're good. He had me pick up Dungeon by Trondheim.
Trondheim.
I don't know. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I'm trying.
Jon Safar and Louis Trondheim.
Good comic.
I've been like reading that over and over again.
Some French masters.
Right. And then what else did you?
From NBM Publishing.
Ivan.
Oh, Ivan Brunetti?
Oh, Ivan Brunetti interviewed here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He is a friend of the Studs.
A class act.
No,
what are you
we love
for you. He is a class act.
Yeah, he's the one that made the sandwich joke. I'm not going to touch that one.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to.
Touch the sandwich.
Touch the sandwich.
Touch the sandwich.
Sorry.
The pubis.
Okay, I'm going to play a song. I got, what's this, Radio Department. It's Bougie's favorite album of the year.
Yep, best album of 2006. The song's called The Worst Taste in Music, and it's a song all about Robin McConnell.
Oh!
Yeah. I feel like I'm floating on a cloud of euphoric air.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, we're back with the Inkstud Show, CITR 101.9 FM. We're talking about our favorite comics of the year and also talking about the immigrant experience with Corey McDaniel up from Alabama after his first year of hating freedom.
Yeah. I left all the freedom back home.
No more freedom for Corey. No freedom pie. No freedom toast. No freedom fries.
No.
Just a freedom choke.
No freedom kisses.
Aww. What freedom kissing? That was Radio Department from the album Pet Grief. The song was The Worst Taste of Music. I'm going to be nice.
Aww. I was waiting.
I was threatening to make fun of Bougie, but you know what? The poor boy's so sad he doesn't take much making fun of.
Oh,
passive aggressive. Now, we went to SPX and picked up some mighty good books. Some of my favorite purchases from there was Kevin Huizenga's Curses book from Drawn and Quarterly. And I got to say, that is up there as one of my top picks of the year. Kevin Huizenga, by far, is one of the strongest, most interesting creators. He has a great, really unique, minimalist, kind of Hergé-influenced style without the stupid white dog. Sorry, I don't like Tintin. You've heard it here for the first time.
Oh, that's
I don't like Tintin. I love Asterix.
Yeah, I like Tintin. Okay. Yeah, best of 2006, not best of or worst of 1942.
Ever. Yeah, exactly. How old is Tintin? So, Curses, great pick. What's something that you picked up on your journey, Spoogey, that's new?
What did I like in 2006? I was a big fan of the issue of Schizo, the
number 4.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It is amazing. I'm looking forward to number 5.
My let's see, other favorites this year were Anders Nilsson's Don't Go Where I Can't Follow. Thought that was really good.
That's an excellent story of I'm not gonna, you know, blow the story for you. It's about how his fiance passed away after a battle with cancer.
It's one of those comics where I just tell people, you know, go get it, read it. I don't want to say too much about it because it's actually better if you don't really know too much about what it's about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what I mean, you said it. You didn't say too much. It's fine.
Yeah. It's just really touching. It's not sappy. You can tell it's a great personal comic. And that's that same way where how Mouse worked so personally because it was such a personal comic for Art Spiegelman. This really works well with Anders with his book where he really taps something and he speaks to it. Wow, Corey, you got unique timing there.
Continue, please.
That was so sexy.
The best is we're talking about a really sensitive comic.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was
his fiance died and belch.
Jesus Christ. I hope no one's listening to that part. No one that does those comics.
That wasn't even me, Robin.
I hope your mom's listening.
My mom's listening and she hates you now.
I was a big fan as far as mainstream comics go. I really, really was surprised by the Barracuda, the run on the Punisher of all things. I've never bought Punisher comics in my life, and there's this run. They've just been collected in a trade now just this last month called Barracuda, and it's written by Garth Ennis and drawn by this guy named Goran Parlov, who's from Croatia or Serbia or somewhere, but he's
somewhere where he should be dead.
I'm like amazed at how good this guy is, and I've never heard of him before. And he draws this like the whole comic is like, you know, like what's the Punisher, but it's kind of done in like a gritty crime comic style. And the guy's got like a very kind of Italian comic book, like his whole it looks very Euro, which I think is like a perfect match with the storyline. So if anybody's interested in some really good mainstream comics, the Punisher Barracuda.
I'm going to second the Punisher stuff. Garth Ennis has been writing the Punisher for about a couple of years now. 6 years maybe, 7 years. He did an initial series that was a little more humorous, still gritty. And then this latest series, it's up to issue almost issue 40, I guess.
Yeah.
For the Punisher, the Max line, which basically means he can do whatever the hell he wants and get away with it. There's like drugs, sex, violence.
Yeah, it's filthy.
It's Bougie has the filthiest taste in anything. Unabashedly so, and he loved it. And I'm gonna recommend the whole Punisher line by Garth Ennis. Any other Punisher comics, I don't care. It's stupid. The guy's a stupid character.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm angry. My family died in the 70s and I'm still killing people, and for some strange reason the police keep letting me out of jail, and I'm
I kill people.
I guess if there's a Punisher cartoon, you should really do his voice, because I guess that
would be a perfect Punisher.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys, I'm killing people, okay?
What are you doing today? I'm just punishing, wearing my Scully shirt.
My Scully Scullerson.
Riding into town on the back of an angry llama.
No. Recently, on a alternative stance, I'm going to just switch the conversation. Or, sorry. Okay. There we go. That's my whole... That's okay. She says I changed subject. Yeah. Chris Ware's latest book, Acme number 17.
Yeah, that was amazing.
He really stepped it up. 16 was awesome. It's the second part to the first day of Chalky White's first day at school with Rusty Brown. And it's really... He's going somewhere I'm not expecting. You know, it could... If you've read the previous Rusty Brown strips in his Acme novelty joke books and the collection to the shareholders,
mm-hmm.
He's really... There's a reason Chris Ware is the top guy in comics right now. He's sacred.
He makes me cream my jeans.
Like I said, listener description is advised.
Corey, what did you like this year, man?
Actually, I've probably bought less comics, but I've been reading a lot online. Usually the people on my friend's live journal.
Well, let's hear about some online stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I've got...
comics just aren't in books anymore.
Anymore.
I was reading...
Job Goblin by Brian Fukushima.
How the hell did you know I was about to say that?
Because you're humming and hawing, and I can read mine, but humming and hawing.
Humming and then, let's try it again. And then, humming.
Hate Song?
Yes.
Oh, pretty good.
By Mr. Fred.
That's about all I know for webcomics. I read the Joe Loves Crappy Movies. I quite enjoy that one. Do you guys read that one?
No.
Check it out. He does a thing for all these crappy movies. He loves crappy movies. And you know what? I love crappy movies. I'm not sad to say, but You and Me, Dupree, that's too crappy. Luke Wilson, give it up.
Oh, Luke.
Or is it Owen Wilson? Which of Wilson is it? The one with the blonde hair and the funky nose.
They're like the weigh-ins. It's like, who cares?
There's only two of them.
Okay, they're not... like the Baldwins.
Still. Oh, none of them have gone Christian. I have enjoyed 30 Rock, though, with Alec Baldwin in a sitcom. Yeah, you guys
good,
are like...
Good for you.
Awesome. Speaking of schizo number four, Ivan Brunetti's collection, the comics and sequential storytelling, graphic masters, yada, yada, yada. It's an excellent anthology. I was kind of skeptical buying it because when you have as many comics as I do, you don't really need an anthology collecting best ofs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I bought it.
Yeah.
Gorgeous Seth cover. Got some Chris Ware in there. It's got everyone. It's got some Ware strips I hadn't read. It's cool. Great. Yeah. No, I highly recommend it. Everyone you can think of. The new guy. It's got Kevin Huizenga in there. It's got a... Jonathan Bennett, who's one of my favorite new creators I've been reading stuff by, he's got stuff in the Great Fantagraphics Mom series, which is a series of just really sad personal stories in black and white. Just really nice. Great stuff. And he will be on the show, hopefully, in the coming months. And speaking on the show, coming soon, I'm going to play Music for Girls. I didn't decide which track I should play.
Would that be Music for Us? Maybe you guys.
I'm gonna play
Girls.
Music for Gorillas.
I'm gonna play Honey, and the track's named Honey. Music for Girls. It's got someone we hung out with in New York, Wendy Pants, and her husband.
Oh, you met
Jason.
Wendy?
We met Wendy. Cool. She was a delight, and her husband Jason was also a delight. And it's also got Thor on bass, Kaythor Jensen, who will be joining us, the Ink Studs, at the end of January. For a chat about his new graphic novel that's coming out from Alternative Books. I think it's going to be good. Honey, by Music for Girls. And stay tuned, listen to CITR for a bunch of boys that sound like girls.
I swear, nobody's even gonna care.
That was Music for Girls. That was, I think that was Miss Wendy, Wendy Pants. And that's pretty much what she sounds like. She's pretty laid back. She's cool. She's cool, folks. Inkstead CITR 101.9 FM. This is the radio show where we talk about comics, and we love comics. Do you guys love comics?
I love comics.
I love them.
God, I love comics.
Oh.
Okay, so Mr. Bougie, Robin Bougie, he hasn't been on the show in a little while. He's a good friend of the Inkstuds. I'm hoping he'll be joining me for some interviews next year. I have some stuff I'm working on in the pipelines. But he has an announcement to make. I'm kind of nervous about it because he wouldn't tell me what it was on the way.
Well, my announcement is that I'm publishing a new anthology of filthy, filthy comic books. And it's called Sleazy Slice. It's going to come out once a year.
Yes.
Sleazy Slice. And it's going to be, it's what I'm trying to do with it is kind of be like a nod to the all the old sleazy underground comics of the 70s. They were all filled with sex and violence.
We were talking about a little bit online the other day. You're talking about your love of that stuff.
Yeah. So I've already got a few people signed on that are doing going to be doing comics for the first issue. Josh Simmons from Top Shelf, who did Happy, was in a bunch of their anthologies. He's doing a comic about elves, wizards, and dragons, and apparently it's a weird hardcore rape comic.
Finally,
all these things together.
And if you've read any of Josh's strips in the issues of Cinema Serve, which Robin Bougie is the publisher, promoter, creator, writer, and lover.
And we've also got Scar, who's Steve and Antoinette Ryder from Australia, who have done a bunch of comics for Eros, like Kill of the Spider-Woman, and Femisaur World. They're doing...
I think I saw Femisaur World.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's, like, awesome. Anyway, they're doing a thing about mutant swamp women that kidnap men and pee on them. And then release the males back into society infested with eggs.
Oh. Tagged and sent back into society.
Thank God. I thought it was a territorial thing.
They're doing a comic about it. And then Joseph Bergen is doing a comic about...
The third.
JB3.
He's doing something about... So this is all very much in the works right now. I don't even have a release date set for this, but it's all coming together.
Who's the publisher?
Me!
Me, baby.
Awesome.
Me.
I don't know. I actually may try to find, may try to get somebody else to publish it, because it's always nice if you can get somebody to pay the bills, you know, the printing bills.
Yeah.
But if I can't find anybody, I'm going to print it myself, and we'll try to get it distributed through Diamond, and I'm pretty excited. I think it's going to be good.
Filthy goodness.
Yeah, it'll be once a year, and kind of a nice companion piece to Cinema Sewer.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to it. You've heard it here first, before I even heard about it.
Yep. Nobody knows about this except Rebecca and the people who I've invited to be in it.
Well, now, and Rebecca Dart being your charming wife.
Yes.
Who is the...
Who may do the cover.
That'll be awesome. The best piece in the Inkstead's guestbook is by far Rebecca Dart's. She did a nice black and white thing that I actually had to leave the book with her for to do. So it's great. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Speaking of anthologies, I'm going to mention a couple of anthologies I've enjoyed this year.
Please.
Please
mention them.
Please. Mome. I'm loving Mome. Mome's a great book.
I like to call it Mame.
Mame. And on that note, at the Fantagraphic Shop in Seattle on January 6th, they'll have an art show for the month that is all creators from Mome. And there'll be special guests. I don't know who they are yet, though. I don't think they do either. It'll probably be whoever lives in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Maybe Jim Blanchard will be there.
That'd be fun. I'd like to go to that.
Yeah. But I think there's a show that night I have to go to. So, we'll see.
We should send Corey.
We'll send Corey.
I'll go.
He'll be your intrepid reporter.
Our roving reporter.
I can be roving.
Now, speaking of roving reporters, you were talking earlier about the Colbert Report, speaking right. of loving freedom, because right. you don't love freedom because you live in Canada.
I hate freedom.
The Colbert Report, was it last night?
Yeah.
He went to Colbert County?
He went to Colbert County, Alabama.
Now, tell us about Colbert County.
Well, I'm no expert on it. I drove through it.
But you don't stop there.
But you don't want to stop. Whatever, you don't stop.
Never get out of the boat in Colbert County.
Not even to go to Colbert's Museum, I wouldn't even stop. I would just keep Colbert on Museum? Trucking.
I like it when you truck.
You have to keep on once you get started.
Don't get off.
No, I don't know anything about Colbert County. I know about Talladega County.
Like Talladega Nights?
Just like Talladega Nights.
You know, I tried watching that. Unfortunately, it was the first thing I watched after I had my wisdom teeth removed.
Ooh.
I don't remember very much of it. All I remember is kind of waking up halfway through and being like, why is he broke? And then kind of fading back out of continent. Oh, look, it's Borat, but he's French.
It's a French Borat. But yeah, they filmed a lot of that there at my home. I don't like to say hometown, but I guess it is. It's the place I lived the longest. So,
well, you're now a Vancouverite. We'll call Vancouver your hometown.
Good, I think.
And we're happy to have you here. If people want to check out Corey's comics, or not his comics,
not his comics,
because he's a lazy little
ass.
He's been posting his cartoons now.
That's what I'm saying.
You can watch them. You can look at them online.
Yeah. Tell people where they can see your cartoons.
I have a cartoon that I produced from the Vancouver Film School's classical animation program. We make program. Robots. Sorry, I don't know what that means. But we make two films. We make a hand-drawn film, a classically made film, and then we learn Macromedia Flash in the last month of the program.
I love macrame.
Yeah, macro.
Sorry.
And then we have two films when we're done, and I have my Flash film online, but I don't have my hand-drawn film online because of sound problems. I want the sound to be perfect, so I'm going to fix it.
But they can check out at your live journal, which is what, S?
Siskovard.livejournal.
Okay, how the hell do you spell Siskovard?
It's a made-up word. It's S. I don't know why I'm writing it down, but I am. Siskavard.
What does it mean?
Sounds like a venereal disease.
Well, I thought it sounded like a pirate name. I don't know. I just made it up.
Siskavard.
It's a small part of a big word that I made when I was like 8 years old with my friend. We both made a very long word, and we just said it all the time.
We used to take fashion magazines and draw dicks on everybody when I was a kid.
Well, that was later.
usually my mom's. And she'd go back through them and be like, what the hell?
Why does everyone have big, hairy, bougie balls?
All these models have dicks. My magazine is ruined.
Oh.
But I can't turn away.
You know, I'm going to play another song. I know I'm playing lots of music today, but I don't care.
Well, then I don't care if you don't care. Corey,
don't care.
Do you care?
I care.
Well, he cares. Now you can't play music.
Okay.
We'll just sing.
Dude, you know what music you should play? You should play Poly 6.
I know. Now, why do we want to play the Poly 6, Bougie?
Because they're coming to town.
What date?
I don't know.
January 27th at the Plaza Nightclub.
Whew, I'm glad you know.
There's now a puddle underneath Bougie.
I'm still going to go. And I'm actually going to send myself there twice. That's how much.
And it's on a Friday night.
I'm going to go there.
So your lady can go too.
That's good.
Awesome.
And she doesn't usually get to leave the house. I usually strap her to the art desk.
It's literally like there's handcuffs. It's like she's a 4-year-old kid.
She's my rubber.
In Indonesia making shoes.
She's my rubber slave.
Okay, I'm going to play I Me Mine, which has a great video.
I'm I Me Mine.
Go look him up on YouTube. Poly. SICS.
Yeah, they got some good videos.
They got some good, great videos. Look for the video for this. It's got lots of great dancing.
Used to being out with people who will accept the just huge goofiness of life as much as she did.
I would definitely go out with Thor again.
I would tag her out and release her into the wild.
Ah, thus ends.
That was our guest next month, K. Thor Jensen, as I like to call him.
Jensen.
It's probably Jensen, but I'm going to call him Jensen. He is a New York cartoonist, member of Music for Girls. And he was on Blind Date. You can find him on YouTube. Looking up.
And he said he was going to tag her anus and send her into the wild.
Didn't
he
say
said
anus.
Tag her.
Oh, it was a tweet. But I thought, you know, anytime there's a tweet, I just add anus.
So that Saturday Night Live sketch was an anus in a box?
It was.
Not a, see, apparently it's dick in a box, but I thought it should have been cock in a box. That flows better.
That sounds right. It's lyrical.
It's lyrical. We were listening to the Poly Six playing at the Plaza Club next month. Check it out. It's awesome. Now, Corey, what did you think the first time you saw snow?
The first time I saw snow, I was frightened.
Do you think it was like God's dandruff from heaven drowning us?
You were frightened? Like, did you cry? Or?
No. Actually, I grew up in Colorado, and it snowed every day. So.
Aw, I thought it would be like your first snowfall.
I'm not a natural born hick. I just ended up there and lived there for a while. Picked up the accent.
All my expectations have been dashed.
I'm sorry.
There goes so much mocking.
Oh,
but I hadn't seen snow in a while.
I don't care. Oh. I don't care. Now, you're going to talk about a Flash movie you're working on.
I'm going to do another Flash cartoon because it's very fun. I've learned how to make a Flash cartoon, and I want to make another one.
The crowd goes wild.
And I was thinking about doing kind of a little production diary blog thing.
Oh, do it, yeah.
But I don't know. I always get confused about how much to give away. Like, you don't want to give away.
We'll just do the behind the scenes.
Yeah, like sketches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Probably on the old Live Journal.
Yeah, that's handy.
The old Journal of Live.
Random clapping.
Now, I was trying to remember some books, so I went on the Fantagraphics website, because I know I got a lot of good stuff from Fantagraphics this year. I just wanted to mention.
Mention away, my friend.
A book that we both really liked, I Love Led Zeppelin by Ellen Forney.
Hmm.
That was awesome.
It was pretty good.
A collection of strips that were in The Stranger and other things.
I like the journalistic aspect of it.
Graphic journalism.
It's nice. I like to see a little more of that from the children.
From the children. She's probably older than you, Bougie.
But they're all children, aren't they?
They're all children. The children of Bougie.
They're all little children to me.
Yeah, I know about you and little children.
Shut up.
That's another
show. Another great book that came out from Fantagraphics that I really liked is Top Hats and Flappers, The Art of Russell Patterson. Gorgeous Art Deco stuff. Not comics, but art.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I bought that.
It was a nice book.
Yep.
Fantagraphics, you're doing good stuff.
You Call This Art by Greg Irons was an amazing book, too.
The Fantagraphics.
In fact, it was one of the things that got me really excited about the idea of doing this anthology that I'm doing, because he was really one of the guys that was kind of the unsung heroes of the 70s underground comic scene.
I really got to show you this Jack Jackson book I picked up then. I think you're going to love it. It's pretty gory.
I like Jack Jackson. I like his name. Jack Jackson.
Who did pass away this year? A sad loss to comics. He was had a really tough battle with cancer, and unfortunately...
Anyone got a belch? Yeah.
No. Yeah, really great. Another inappropriate belch. Seth Fisher also passed away this year.
It's been a bad year for bad things in comics.
And Alex Toth.
Yeah.
We did a whole show retrospective of Alex Toth. Seth Fisher were both really big fans of Bougie.
Yeah, that was sad.
Bougie has since collected all his works into one hardbound book.
Yeah.
And it's a good book of stuff. Talented guy.
It's a tragic loss.
Well, tragic loss to comics. I think he has some children's books that are supposed to come out. Drew Friedman's Old Jewish Comedians. Drew Friedman's the man.
Yeah.
I had the chance to see some of his original art in New York. When I was in New York. And it's crazy. Like, if you ever see Drew Friedman's stuff, you'd recognize it, even if you didn't know it. This really tight, dotting work he does. And it's just so tight, so compressed. And then you see his art, his original, and it's the exact same size it prints at.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. And it's like the other person that's like that is a guest of ours at one point, I think Studs, Renee French,
mm-hmm.
whose pencil work is literally just really tight. Great, gorgeous pencil work.
She's good, yeah.
And Renee French's The Ticking is one of my choices for the year. I loved it. I think everyone should check it out. It's a nice book for parents and kids.
You've been raving about Fun Home.
Fun Home, which I think is still an excellent book. I've seen some... Apparently the Times gave it Book of the Year or something.
And it's done by...
Alison Bechtel.
Bechtel.
Who did Dags to Watch Out for the comic strip.
Dags to Watch Out For? Isn't it Dykes to Watch Out For?
Did I say Dags to Watch Out For?
Yeah. No, I think you said Dags.
I said Dykes.
Let's do a rewind on that.
I was the I'm going to take that ass and send it to the wall. Ah, went too far back. I really hope to be able to have Allison as a guest. I'll send her another email. Allison, if you're listening... Please be a guest at Ink Studs. We've had such luminary names as Ralph Steadman was on this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great show. You know, it's my first full year of the Ink Studs. And I look back, and it's incredible. I've interviewed Bob Fingerman. I've interviewed Pete Begg, Jaime Hernandez, Ralph Steadman, Seth, Joe Sacco, Chester Brown. I mean, At this point,
Jeffrey Brown.
Jeffrey Brown, Anders Nilsson.
That's a heavy year.
That's an awesome year. It's one of those things where it's like, I can just stop and I've left with this incredible range of talents. But you know what? Next year's going to be good too. Already confirmed interviews. Dave McKay will be joining us next week. Local talent. He does a lot of great cover work. Worked animation for a while in the Justice League cartoon.
Colorist extraordinaire.
He's a really incredible color. So you look at like... it's a crappy comic, but the coloring's awesome. Is the Ultimate Wolverine Hulk. The coloring's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's really great stuff. Week after that, January 11th, I'll be joined by local mustached madman Robert Dayton, and we'll be interviewing Dan Nadel, who published the also excellent Art Out of Time book.
Nice.
Dan is an awesome, talented guy. He's also a professor, I think, at Parsons. He does the Gansfeld kind of comics journalistic anthology thing. It's really neat. I've ordered a couple online from his website, I think pitcherboxincorporated.com, and like one has like an excerpt of Chris Ware's color sketchbook, and I don't think it's the sketchbook that came out from Drawing Quarterly.
It's a different one.
Yeah, I think it's newer stuff. So I'm excited if it is.
Me too.
You'd be like, I want one of those. He also does a great blog online. I think it's comicscomics.blogspot.com. I can't remember. Just search for Dan Nadel on Google, and you'll see lots of great stuff. The week after that, I'm going to be joined by Denny Eichhorn, who, if you don't know, he did a great series called Real Stuff.
I'm going to try to find those Real Smut back issues. They're hard to find, dude.
I know.
Where do you find them? I don't know if our American listeners know, but it's so hard to find porn comics in Canada because Canada Customs considered comics to be a kind of a child's medium, and they stop them all at the border and destroy them.
You should have seen Bougie and I when we went to New York and went to Jim Hanley's.
Right,
and
porn comics. Oh, my God. Can we buy these?
I didn't say that.
Oh, I said that.
Yeah, I bought a Dave Cooper, Cynthia Petals book, which is incredibly hard to find in Canada. They had like 10.
Yep, just sitting there, like dusty, like they'd been sitting there for a decade. Nobody wanted them.
Yeah, so I've got a copy of that. I grabbed a bunch of Weirdos and Young Lusts.
But you can't find the Real Smuts, man. You can't find them. And the one I did find is awesome. I'd love to find them.
I've got some collected in these Real Stuff collections, some of the stuff that was in Real Smut.
Man, when you talk to him, ask him if you can mail some. I'll buy some off him.
I'll get his email address.
If he's got any extra ones.
We'll see. I would love to.
Yeah.
And he also real something else. Real Stuff, Real Smut, and Real Swap. It's something like that. The week after that, I'll be joined by... Oh, my God. I can't remember who I'm going to be joined by.
Somebody great, obviously.
On the 18th. The week after that, Kaythor Jensen. I have it written down right here. Why can't I think? It's going to be a great guest, too. Oh, no, that was it. Denny Eichhorn. Yeah, that was the 18th. Okay. Denny Eichhorn. And then Kaythor Jensen. And then February... who knows? I've got some stuff I'm working on. I think it'll be a good month. March is going to be all female cartoonists as a part of International Women's Day. So I thought, you know what, let's do a month. You know, I don't, you know, I try and divide up and do, you know, mix in a lot.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It is a male-dominated field. So let's just do a month. It's all women cartoonists. So I'm going to try and get a range. Confirmed right now is Roberta Gregory, who did Naughty Bits. Quite a known name, and I'm looking forward to that. She's a really talented creator. That interview will be done with Colin Upton, and Robin Constabaris will be here for that, too.
Hmm.
And I think it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
So, Corey, what's your favorite type of pie?
Pie?
Yeah.
I like all kinds of pie.
Yeah, I just yattered on for too long, didn't I?
Do you like apple?
Apple's all right. Pecan pie.
You know what's good? Rhubarb.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Oh,
it's the shit.
What's a rhubarb?
Oh my God. See, you never had rhubarb pie?
Don't they have that in Alabama? Come on.
We have pecan pie. Pumpkin pie.
Oh, pumpkin pie is great in any time.
Sweet potato pie.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Sweet potato pie. I think we're coming near the end of our Ink Studs Radio Hour fun. Bougie, you had a track you wanted to pick off.
Maybe we can have a whole show about pie, maybe.
Think so.
No.
Next week we can do a show
the big
about
pie in the sky.
About pie.
I really want to thank you for joining us, Corey, for the A Year Later with Corey.
I would like to thank you for having me.
It's just been a fun, you know, I wanted a nice easy week because I think the next couple months with the Ink Studs, I'm planning out pretty much straight through to April will be all really interesting interviews. I have some other stuff. I think it's going to be a neat time for the Ink Studs. I think you're going to see some interesting shows. Bushi wants to hear track two. What is track two, Bushi? Tell us about track two.
Coelacanth is Android by the Polysex.
The what?
It's one of those songs that, you know, kind of explains itself.
Okay, well, we're going to listen to Poly 6. Up next is Crimes and Treasons. Bougie, thank you for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
Always a friend of the Inksuds, Corey McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to check out his stuff, siskavard.livejournal.com, or you can link him through inkstuds.livejournal.com. Don't forget about our podcast, crowncommission.com/inkstuds.
And mine's cinemasewer.com.
Yeah, and you could actually read about our journey to New York on the Cinema Sewer website.
Tremendous.
Hot for kids.
High entertainment. We tried to get as sleazy as possible.
There's a pretty classy picture of us there in the middle of Times Square where I look like my chin has been inhaled by my neck. It's sexy.
Were you too sexy for your neck?
he decided not to have sexy for my neck.
Okay, next week, Dave McCaig, rock and roll. Thanks for listening, everyone. Crimes and Treasons.
Bye.
Those Crimes and Treason boys are late, so I'm going to play another song off this album. They're just showing up now, but I don't care. You're hearing it anyways.